to want to greet each one in Jesus' name. I want to welcome each one to our service here this morning, and trust that you have come with your cups turned up, ready to receive what the Lord has for us, and you've been fed thus far. I trust you will get fed some more as we go through this message. I did appreciate that devotional meditation. I'll just maybe give a little bit of what came to my mind as we turned to Job there and started reading, and my mind immediately when I read in Job or somebody goes to Job and starts reading, I start thinking about the one time in 2006, I believe it was, when a newly married man, and that is what we studied in our Sunday school. It was in the fall of the year, that year, and my wife's uncle was teaching a lesson. And I just remember it made an impression on that man as he taught that lesson. They did it there at Phillips Creek. They did it that you taught the whole quarter. And he went through that. Unknown to us, unknown to him even, that the fall or that winter, December of 2006, his son's life was going to be snatched just like that. He was going to go through a lot of pain himself as he dealt with that accident, physical pain. And I can't think about, as he went through that lesson in Job, and we studied it. And then you figure what Job went through, and then you look at what we can experience in this life, and I ask myself, and I challenge you, if God calls you to go through trying circumstances, who are you going to turn to? It's a challenge I want to leave with us as I thought of those devotional meditation, and I appreciated that. Well, that's not my message this morning. I've titled the message this: Christians, Independent or Dependent? Right, so we know that our nation in July 4, they celebrate their independence. And I didn't go read all the statistics. I'm not a history scholar. I don't know all that. But I understand it's when we broke off from England and our nation, that's why I got the independence. We are independent. We are United States of America. And we celebrate that because we broke off. We're independent. What does independent mean? We're free from outside control. We're not depending on another's authority in our nation today. We're independent. It's Independence Day. So we have that in our title, Christians Independent. Are they independent or dependent? Which way are you? Dependent is relying on someone or something for support or aid. And we want to go through the message and kind of think about that a little bit. As a Christian, are you dependent or independent? Well, you'll find out as we go through the message that we are both. There's some of each, but we'll get to that. Now, I found it interesting as I prepared for this message, there was some thinking that went into the background of this, and I want to just share a little bit of that. We have our phones that we carry with us. Most of us do. We use that phone for a lot of things. At least I do. And what happened this week was working on a vehicle, and there's an owner's manual that got pulled out, and it had a lot of notes in it. And the comment was made that this man made a lot of notes, the one that owned it before, and then as we were working on it there, we didn't know, and so it was kind of a new thing, and so I pulled out my phone, we started Googling. Maybe somebody else has some info on it. How to work on this, and I'm sure many others have done that. But the comment was made. This man probably made these notes because he didn't have Google. He didn't have that avenue of pulling from somebody else's knowledge at his fingertips. He received his info as he maybe called them on the phone or stopped in at the shop. Oh, this is how you do that. Oh, yes, let's write that down because he might forget it. So we rely on that. What I want to bring out in that is that we get pretty dependent on that phone. A man pulled in my place the other day, and one of the first things he said, "I left home and I think I forgot my phone." You know, that man was, he needed to call somebody, and he was kind of crippled around there because so I left him use my phone. But he's dependent on it.